Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well,
you can try to stop the seasons, but you know you never will. And you can try to stop my dancing feet, but I just cannot stand still. 'Cause the world keeps spinning round and round, and my heart keeping time to the speed of sound. I was lost.
I was going to shut that off right away, and then I thought, oh no, this is a perfect song to follow up. So you were listening to Errol Star Francis, the opening entry song there. Good morning, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine, the spirit guru and Rhode Island psychic medium, coming to you live. I'm trying a brand new platform. This is called Be Live T TV, and I was having a lot of trouble getting it working. I couldn't figure out how to get broadcasting, and I can't see myself on my Facebook page, so I wasn't sure if I was there. Yes, Susan says we were supposed to hear the song. Totally agree with that, right? You can't stop the beat, because today I want to talk about balance and peace, and really that song totally applies to that, right? Because you can't stop the beat, you can't stop my dancing feet. And when it comes to balance and peace, we have a choice and an opportunity to have balance and peace in our life no matter what's going on around us, just like dancing, right? So I want to say good morning to everybody over on my Blog Talk Radio studio, because we are also broadcasting live there simultaneously. We are on Facebook and we are on Believe TV. So if you would like to come on the air live with me this morning, just shoot me a message and I can bring people up live. It might take me a minute to figure out how to do it, but supposedly I can. So if you want to be on live with me this morning, just let me know, and you can be on live, on camera live, and I'd be happy to do that. And I want to give a shout out to Susan's bunny. The bunny's name is Honey Bunny, who is having some trouble. So if everybody can just send some good loving to Honey Bunny for some prayers for Honey Bunny. She's having some kidney issues. That would be great. And I just want to say good morning to everybody on Facebook. Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Lucinda. Good morning, Fatima. Good afternoon, Fatima. Yes, in Portugal, it's afternoon. So wherever you are in the world, I wish you a good day. Good evening, whether it's morning, afternoon, evening. My Australian friends, I think it's probably about 2 o'clock in the morning there. And sometimes some of my Australian friends will pop on even when it's in the middle of the night there. And I love that. So, how are you guys all today? It's been an interesting time, and I want to talk about, you know, sort of like what's going on, because astrologically this year has been a tricky one. I'm going to have Susan Brochen on hopefully sometime in the very near future, and we're going to talk about what we can expect upcoming to 2020, because there's this planetary alignments that are coming up that is very, very rare, and it's going to be an important one. So as soon as Susan is ready for that, later in the year, we'll have her come up. Yeah, so we have tons of Virgo energy right now. And I know last week there was a really great aspect in the sky, which I didn't plan on talking about today, so I didn't bring my notes with me on those aspects. But anyway, no matter, you know, what's going on in the sky, what is going on for a lot of people is there's a lot of things up for people and have been for months and months now. Difficult things. I don't know very many people that I have encountered who have crossed into my life in the last couple of months who don't have difficult things up in their lives right now. And I can actually only think of one whose things are going really well and there's nothing up for them, you know, in a big way. So when I say things are up, you know, if you guys have tuned in with me before, good morning, Susan Mullen. Well, good afternoon now. So nice to see you. Congratulations on your new place. It looks unbelievable gorgeous. Corey, yeah, totally. Let's do a live tag team. Yeah, I'm totally up for that. Let's plan it. So what's up for a lot of people, even if it's not what's up for you directly, it could be things around you. It could be good things that are going on with your family, around your work, et cetera. And people may be in crisis around you that's affecting you, which has been the case for me these last really 5 months. Well, sort of things have been up for me since August 2018, when things started getting out of balance for me, we'll say, right? And how do we bring our life into balance when and have peace and harmony, right? When there's things going on that maybe you don't have control over. You know, if you guys have tuned in to me before in the last couple of months, and I know that you guys on Facebook have, because looking at the name Squirrel Past, I know that you guys have, you know, sort of been, you follow me along, right? So my dad's been in and out of the hospital really since the end of March, but the beginning of May is when it started to be weekly, sometimes twice a week visits. And I'm the one that takes him to the hospital. He lives an hour away. I get the call. I have to meet him, or a couple of times I've had to call the rescue to get him. And then he always gets admitted, which takes anywhere from 5 to, believe it or not, 9 hours for the hospital to admit him. It's a very, very long day. And I have done that 11 times since the first week of May. And then, you know, it's you have to keep up with the doctors, and he's been in a nursing home now for 4 months, and you know how those go. If you're not on top of them, the patients tend to fall through the crack, and they don't always get the care that they should be getting. And so that has happened, and you know, and I've had to be on top of that. I've had to, you know, of course, have communication with his doctors and things like that. And then I also became power of attorney for my brother about 4 days after this hospital stint started with my dad. And so there's been a lot of my time has been consumed taking care of family, taking care of family business. And, you know, at that time when this all started, I had just moved. I moved 4 days before my dad's first trip in the 11 consecutive in 3 months happened. And so I hadn't gotten unpacked. I just actually got unpacked 2 weeks ago, finally finished getting unpacked. I said to my dad, I can't come up 3 or 4 times a week. I need a couple of weeks to finish getting unpacked. So I finally have gotten unpacked, and I'm mostly, I'd say 80% organized. This house doesn't have a lot of closets in it, so I need to work that sort of thing out. And so I've had a break for a couple of weeks where I've just gone to see my dad once a week. Now, his wife sees him every day, but sadly, his wife doesn't have the mental capacity to be able to talk to the doctors and communicate with them. And so, you know, that's been sort of... Well, I don't want to say dropped in my lap, because I kind of took it over. anyway, and she willingly let me have it, which worked out better for my dad. Well, just say that. And so when chaos strikes, when things happen, when we watch the news, when we see it in the United States, alone in this year for 2019, I think there's been something like 234 mass shootings. The number might even be higher than that. And so when chaos is going on around you, how do you find balance and peace? Well, balance and peace, in my opinion, are intertwined in a sense with faith. Now, faith does not mean religion. Faith is more spirituality. And how we find balance and peace also works together with having faith. And sort of being faithful is not the right term. But how you build up your faith is by working at it when things are going smoothly. Same thing with balance and peace. So you don't wait until the proverbial shit hits the fan and, you know, to then say, oh my God, I have to find balance and peace. You work on that. You look for that. You strive for it when things are going well. Also, then you have a foundation, right? So you wouldn't build a house on top of just the dirt and then expect it to last very long, because the wood in the house is going to rot out. Now, if you're building a cement house, you might do that. But then again, you'd have dirt floors. And unless you want to go back to the days of the prairie, who wants dirt floors in their house? You get what I'm saying? So you have to build the foundation first. And when you build the foundation, when chaos strikes, when things come into your life that throw you off balance and disturb your peace, you have that foundation then to go back to. So we just have seen the horrific Hurricane Dorian, blow through the Bahamas and Florida, come up the coast of the United States. And it was so interesting that there was one house in the Bahamas who the gentleman, I believe it was a gentleman, was inside of the house filming the water halfway up the walls of the house. And the water was smashing on the windows and the doors, and there was a drop of water in the house. That's quite the foundation. Now, I don't know if that house ended up with no damage or not in the end, because 24 hours of that storm at 185 miles an hour winds, sadly, the island is devastated. But the people who make it through the most difficult tragedies well are the people that build the solid foundations, right? Whether it's when you build a house. Now, I live in an area that we get hurricanes, but in the Northeast, by the time they typically get up to us, they might be a level one category or a level two category. Occasionally, we do see a level three category. And, it varies. I think the last time we had a big hurricane was either in the 2000s. It might have even been in the 99s, like 95 or 96 or something like that. But now, because I live near the coast, any houses that are built have to be built to new standards. Within a certain amount of feet from the water, your house has to be 17 feet above sea level. So it has to be built on stilts, and all of the mechanical things, the water heater and the furnace and things like that, the electrical, all have to be on the first floor, which is the first floor is 17 feet above sea level. And so when the water comes, if, we get a big storm, the idea is the water just passes under the house and the structure of the house and the mechanics of it stay safe. So that's building a smart and strong foundation, right? You can see the little corner behind me. You can see the window and the little stack. So this house is not hurricane-proof or hurricane-safe. It was built in 1940, which was actually two years after the biggest hurricane we ever had in the Northeast. But this house has made it through the next biggest hurricane here, which was Hurricane Carol in 54. But it would definitely have damage, and then you would have to repair it. And in order to make the repairs and to go on when tragedy strikes, when a loved one is ill or when you lose a loved one, you have to have that foundation or know where to go to find the balance and peace. Where do you come back to? Sort of coming back to center, right? And I talk about meditation all the time with you guys. And it's such an important thing. Meditation is like the abracadabra. And meditation, though it can be likened to prayer, it's not exactly prayer. Because prayer typically is when you're giving out, right? You're sending out prayers. You might even be calling for prayers for someone, et cetera, but it's an outward sort of action. Meditation is allowing the divine to come within. So it's an inward action. And that's sort of like the directional difference of the two. Meditation comes in, the divine, you allow the divine to drop in, and whatever you call the divine, God, Buddha, Goddess, Allah, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's all the universal life force, right? So you allow the universal life force to come in meditation, in prayer, you're sending out. And so meditation is such a key, right? And I love what Ayanla Van Zandt says about meditation. She says, oh, and there's my dad now. I'm going to have to call him back. Ayanla Van Zandt says about meditation is that a 2-minute really good meditation is better than a 20-minute bad meditation that you struggle. Of course, the longer that you can meditate at one given time, the better, because it really takes about 10 minutes for the mind to go quiet enough to allow the divine to come in, to allow the downloads to happen, right? So I call them downloads. And a download is just the divine dropping in. But, you know, sometimes they'll say my guides, my team, you know, whatever. But it's all the same. They're all connected, and we're all connected with this universal thread, this life force. And you all have a team to help you in the most difficult times and in the best of times. Because so what happens, right? Things are going good. Maybe we get sort of lazy about meditating. Maybe we, you know, sort of don't pray. We don't meditate. We don't take the time to connect in with all that is, right? With the universal life force, with the divine. And then the shit hits the fan and we go, oh my God, right? Well, you haven't taken the time to build your foundation. You haven't taken the time to build your team. You haven't taken the time. So it's like friendships, right? This last year, particularly for me, I've become to really honor and appreciate my friendships in a deep, deep way, more than ever before. Because I've realized that we can't do this alone here on this planet Earth. This is, you know, it can be a harsh place to live. And we cannot do this alone. It takes a village to live our lives. The food we eat, the houses we live in, the clothes we wear, unless you are, what are those shows when you're living in the wilderness there, Alaskan Men or whatever, where they're totally living self-sufficiently off the land and they're cutting their own trees to build their own houses and they're farming or they're hunting for their own food, et cetera, then, you know, we don't have that. We have to rely on other human beings in order to survive on this planet. And even the mountain men or the Alaskan wilderness people, they rely on each other. They can't do it solo up there. They'd never survive. And so appreciating, loving, and really showing gratitude to your friendships and building your friendships is so key and important to help with your balance and peace. And, you know, in a genuine way, you don't want to do it in a fake way because, oh, someday I'm going to need that friend, right? Oh, someday, I don't know, that friend might need to help me. No, come on. I know all of you who are listening to me, who are tuned in on Facebook, who are on the Blog Talk Radio show, you guys are not in that place. You know, I know that you guys understand, they appreciate and appreciate the value of a quality friendship, right? Now, if you have friends who are life suckers, who are draining your energy, who, you know, are spiritual vampires, then you might want to rethink that relationship. Now, I'm not saying that you have to stay friends with everybody in your life, but now is a really good time to evaluate the relationships in your life and really show appreciation and gratitude to the people who are important to you in your life. Good morning, Morton. And if I missed anybody over here in the Facebook thread and I did not say good morning to you, it's not intentional. I didn't see it. Okay, so good morning to you guys there. And so I do have people on the line in the Blog Talk studio. So this might be fun for you guys. Well, you know, I always go on. I always take people anyway. And I'm going to go over to the Blog Talk Radio studio here, and I'm going to take a couple of callers. So the first caller is area code 630, and the last four digits are 1983. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Cynthia Fontaine. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Okay, well, I can't hear that caller. And my computer is making a loud noise. And I think it might be overheating. I don't know why. All right, caller, I'm sorry. I'm not able to hear you. I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay, we'll try the next one. It might be my computer. Oh, yeah, my computer is doing funny things now here. Okay, so I'm going to try 973, and the last four digits are 7070. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Cynthia.
Happy Sunday. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am elated. Thank you for having your show.
Oh, you're welcome. I know this voice.
Yes, my name is Tina from New Jersey, and I would like to ask, what do you get from my relationship with my boyfriend, Trey?
What do I get with your relationship with your boyfriend, Trey? That's a really broad and big question. Is there a particular area that you want to sort of focus on the relationship?
I'm just excited. I don't know what Spirit has for us, what's in the future, like
okay.
What brought us together, anything. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so that's a lot. That's a whole reading, honey. That's an hour.
Oh, sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. It's just such a big question, and there's so much there. So I'm going to pull some cards from Colette Barry's Wisdom, the Oracle deck, and I'm just going to ask Spirit to shine some light on your relationship and just give us some general information. How's that sound?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell me when to stop shuffling, honey.
Okay.
Okay. And do you want a card from the top, the bottom, or the middle?
The middle.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to pick two more cards here. Ah, it's so interesting. Ah, so all your cards are in protection, which is not a bad thing. It just means that you have to do it's extra care and attention, right? So you have soulmate in protection, change in the wind in protection, and time for a nap also in protection, which is sort of interesting, right? So soulmates, I like when the soulmate card shows up, but people often think, oh, our soulmate, our relationship is meant to be, you know, this harmonious, beautiful, perfect, this relationship. But soulmate relationships are often ones that bring us to our knees. They're the ones that make us see the old patterns within our lives, right? They can bring really powerful gifts to us, but they can also be sort of difficult relationships. Sometimes they mirror things that we don't really want to see, right? And so now, have you been in the, they're showing me the number two. Have you been in the relationship with Trey for about 2 months?
Yes.
Okay. So it's brand new. And when things are fresh and brand new, you know, everything looks sparkly. And then all of a sudden we get into the relationship and we start looking sort of like, I look with the sideways eye and go, oh, well, that's interesting. Where did that behavior come from? Or where did that, you know, I wasn't expecting that. And, you know, it's that we go through this period of the rose-colored glasses to start with. And then the rose-colored glasses come off and we start seeing things that make us raise our eyebrows. And so I feel like that you might start seeing some things that are going to make you raise your eyebrows. Now, I'm not saying relationship's bad or that you should walk away. But what I am saying is that this relationship is really going to make you look at yourself, right? It's going to make you look at the patterns in your life that need to be changed. And it's going to, you know, expect that things are going to change, not only within the relationship, but I feel like you're going to have some big changes coming up in your life as well. I'm looking at job. Do you have children now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm looking at job. I'm looking at kids. I'm looking at a lot of changes coming up. You know, my guides now aren't just focusing on the relationship itself, but changes coming for you in general in your life. And the sort of like the prescription, if you will, is that you go, 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 and you do, do, do. And I feel like that you're always trying to do and be there for others, much like I am. And then, you know, we tend to get burnt out, right? Our balance and peace goes to the wind. And then we just fall in exhaustion and we're totally out of alignment. So you have to watch out for that. And also because this is as well speaking to the relationship at the same time, because my guides are now circling it around back to the relationship, you want to be careful that the relationship doesn't come so out of balance that you're the one that's putting all the effort into it, right? That you're the one who's caring for the relationship and trying to build it. And also, even when it comes to sort of like household stuff, right? So like you go in, you start cleaning the house, you know, his house, whatever, and helping the guy out because, you know, maybe he's not the perfect housekeeper, whatever, right? So what they're saying is you need to be careful that you don't overdo and to the point where you just become exhausted and burnt out. And then the relationship goes south, right? Because then we become resentful. So has that happened to you in past relationships?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So those are the patterns then that you want to really keep an eye on, because that's what they're talking about is patterns in the past repeating now in this relationship. And you know, so you want to watch out for your own patterns, okay? So what happens is we have relationships in the past and then somebody new comes in, and unless we've done a lot of personal development work, we attract the same kind of person in again, and then we fall into the same kind of pattern. This relationship for you is an opportunity to break those patterns and never have to go back to that place again. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense.
Okay. So now I'm going to pick one more card and ask Spirit sort of what can you expect? We're just going to bring it into the next 6 months with this relationship. What can Spirit share? What can you expect? in the next 6 months? Because I know it sounds like, right, all the cards of protection, it doesn't sound very good. I don't want you to feel that way, but I do want you to know that this relationship is about breaking patterns for you. And since we're talking about balance and peace, surrounding and keeping your balance of peace, right? So it's no coincidence that you called in today. Hold on, I dropped the card. What falls to the floor comes to the door. And what comes to the door is, I'm going to just show the people live on Facebook, it's Treasure Island. So that's a great card. So what Spirit wants you to know in the next 6 months, if you are able to look at this relationship as an opportunity for you to look at yourself, to change within yourself. Also, they want to talk about boundaries and really getting solid about what you want in your life and what you want in a relationship, right? Now, if you can do that in the next 6 months, not become the human doing and do everything for everybody, but let him treat you, right? Let him pamper you. Let him do those things. And don't be, are you cleaning his house? Because they keep talking about cleaning his house.
We're moving together. That's what they're saying. He wants us to move together.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that makes perfect sense. And now, do you have two boys?
I have a girl and a boy.
Girl and a boy. But is the girl kind of tough?
Yeah, she's a little tough cookie.
Yeah, okay. Because the energy, you know, sometimes it looks like a boy, but it's just because she's a tomboy. She's tough, whatever, right? Yeah, and then, and so when are you guys looking at doing this?
I'm supposed to be moving soon. I just was getting some things situated, and then I was moving. Yeah, that's why I was just getting readings. Yeah, he wants me there like ASAP. Yeah.
Okay, and you've only known this guy for 2 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't feel like you're giving up a house. I feel like you're moving for an apartment. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have a townhouse.
Townhouse, okay. And is his house big enough for you guys?
Yes, and I was leaving it to my daughter. My daughter's 20.
Okay. And so is it just going to be you and Trey?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, you know, I feel like there will be the period of adjustment, right? And the thing is, you're moving into his space, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So you want to be careful that you don't take it over and you're doing everything for him. That makes sense?
Yes.
So in other words, you go in, you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're doing his laundry, you're picking up his socks. Oh, no, honey. Okay. Oh, no, honey. No. Because you're going to find yourself out of balance and exhausted. Okay. And now I feel like that's sort of your pattern. You're a caregiver. So you naturally want to give care and take care of the people in your life. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. And you are last on the list.
Yes, that's the story of my life. I'm a teacher. Yes, I take care of everyone.
Right. Now,
I'm in the ministry.
So, and I'm not saying don't do anything for the guy, right? But what I am saying is you have to find balance where you're not doing so much that you become resentful and burnt out, okay? Because then it's not going to go well. You're going to know in 6 months you're going to be going, oh, man, I'm moving back to the townhouse. If you continue the patterns of your past, okay? So this work is all for you now. The next 6 months for you, I feel like, is all about getting – so it's about being in the honeymoon stage, right? But it's also about letting him care for you, not becoming his mother, which is a mistake that we often make in relationships, right?
Yeah.
We become our partner's mothers, and nobody wants to sleep with their mother. So don't become his mother.
Well, do you see what he likes about me? And the relationship?
Well, you know, he likes a lot of things about you. He especially likes your body, I will tell you that. And you know, so there's a lot of things he likes about you, you know, it, and he's really into you, I will say, which is fabulous, right? Which is great. So, but don't let that go to your head where then you're like, oh, right. And then you're doing everything for the guy. So like one thing I refuse to pick up dirty laundry. I will not do it. I am a Virgo.
Yeah,
I refuse to pick up dirty laundry off the floor. If it's not in the laundry basket, it doesn't get washed. And I will not pick up the floor. I will not pick up dirty laundry. So, you know, like that's one thing. I refuse to pick. I'm like, you know what? You're a big boy. You pick up your own laundry. And honestly, my guy does my he'll do my laundry. He'll pick up my laundry and actually wash it, fold it, whatever. But I refuse to pick up his laundry. So, you know, so that's like one boundary. And so you don't want to, like I said, do everything. And so my guy will have, he'll have a house cleaner come in a couple times a year to clean. But I've never found one that does a great job, like to my standards, because when they come in, I want them to do a deep cleaning. They don't get under the furniture. They don't clean the railing on the wainscoting, you know, whatever. They fold the toilet paper to make it all pretty in the towels. And, you know, but I'm like, I can do that. I'm like, no, I want them to do the big stuff. So then, you know, but that's one way of him trying to sort of like lighten my load. But I have to say, he cleans more than I do. So, you know, but then, you know, he's a guy, so he misses things, whatever. But I won't clean the whole. I don't like clean his whole. So it's fine. So I live half the week with my fiance and I live half the week at my own house. And I don't come in and clean over here. I mean, I will, you know, because I can't stand being a Virgo. Four planets of Virgo. If I see there's dust on top of the wainscoting, so I'll wipe that, whatever. But for me to come in and spend hours cleaning, oh no. And like, you know, we rent a carpet cleaner. He does the carpet.
Virgo-ish, you are funny.
Oh my God. So that's my moon in Gemini makes me funny. Because Virgos are not typically funny.
Oh, okay. So he sees me as really soft because I am really soft. Like, I am.
He does see you really soft. And not only that, like, even physically, I feel like you're a teddy bear, right?
I am.
Yeah. And he loves that. But don't become a pushover, okay? So even though you guys are going to live together, make sure that he still does stuff around the house.
Okay.
Don't do everything because you work a lot, right? So
I have my own business. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't be taking on the responsibility of doing all the household stuff. Oh no, ma'am. No. And if he loads the dishwasher, you don't like the way he loads it. Step back. The dishes will still get cleaned, right? You can ask my daughter for years. I reloaded the dishwasher because, you know, it wasn't stacked, so it's efficient, so more dishes can fit in. Now,
yeah.
So in the house that I bought 4 or 5 months ago, whatever it was, I don't have a dishwasher. And then I got a dishwasher to have the electrician put it in and decided I didn't want the dishwasher because I actually, the dishes don't pile up in the sink without it. When I had the dishwasher, the dishes would pile up in the sink because the dishwasher was always full because I hated unloading the dishwasher. Right? So I gave the dishwasher away. I'm like, you know what? Not even going to put it in. I like that the dishes in the sink get washed after they get used now. So anyway, so I think that feels like the really big key for you. And have fun with this guy, right? I feel like you guys are gonna like take these little adventures and stuff. Don't worry about him spending money on you. I feel like you've got your stuff organized, right? you know, when you come together in a space, though, of course, you have to come to agreement, you know, like who's going to pay for what and, you know, sort of whatever. Now, is this house, does he own this house?
No.
Okay. So that's not too much of a worry then right now as far as like, you know, when you get into things like paying somebody else's mortgage and stuff like that. And then, you know, 5 years from now, you'll look back and go, oh, man, this relationship ain't working. I just paid this guy's mortgage for 5 years, right? No. So, you know, there's always sort of kinks that you have to work out. But I feel like you can look at him as a mirror for things that you need to work on.
Yeah.
I always say like that my fiance he called himself my school project when I was in healer school, which he wasn't really my school project, but he was my mirror, and he showed me the things that I needed to work on in myself, right? So in a sense, he kind of was my school project, or he gave me my school project, which was my own information that I needed to work on me about. Okay. So this is what I feel like this guy is going to do for you. If you can sort of, I don't know why they're saying be congruent, but they're saying be congruent with who you truly are, but don't be sort of like a pushover. So you can give, but have a limit. And you have to receive, honey. Let him give to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Well,
let him give to you. So, so, you know, like you said, it comes out, you got Treasure Island, right, in upright position, which is all good. I think you'll have a good, I'm just going to go 6 months out because that's only as far as they want to go. Like, when I say they, it's my team of guides. But it's not that they're only going that far out because that's how the relationship's going to last. But what it is, they don't want you to project too much in the future is what they're saying. Okay.
Well, would it be better if he moves here?
Oh, now we're talking about a whole nother subject.
Oh, okay.
You know? So just know that, you know, you're going to be finding out things about him. He's going to be finding out things about you. Wherever you guys decide to move, just sort of make it an exploration to find out, like, what makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
What makes you happy? What makes you feel good? Let him pamper you. And if you're not getting what you want, then you need to learn to ask for it. Okay?
Yeah.
And ask in a way that he can hear and understand. We'll do a relationship show. Yeah, I'll have to put that on the slate, right? Because we tend to ask for things that we want in a way that men cannot hear us. Mm. And sometimes we ask for things they just can't give us. It's not that they don't want to. Sometimes they're just not equipped to. Like, so like my guy, he gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, I'm a night owl and I do a lot of late nights. I tend to work at night a lot. And, so my schedule is the opposite. And like on a Saturday night, I want to go out and have a good time. I want to go out dancing. I want to hang out with my friends. Well, he's got to get up at 5 o'clock to go to work on Sunday morning. And it used to really irritate me that he would always want to leave wherever we're at by like 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock would be the limit. And I'd get really aggravated, you know, but what I learned is not that he doesn't want me to have a good time and enjoy myself. It's just that he's exhausted and he can't give that to me and then be able to function the next day. So, you know, we just take separate cars now when we go out and he's got to work the next day. And then I stay out with my friends and have a good time, right? And I didn't always appreciate that. And I used to think of it as sort of like, oh, well, he doesn't care enough about me to stay with me. No, what it is the poor guy's exhausted, right?
Yeah.
And really. Thank God I have a guy that doesn't care if I'm out with my friends until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, right? He's not jealous. Yeah. He completely trusts me. You know, he's like, oh, you want to go out? Yeah, okay, go have fun. Oh, you want to go to California and go for however 10 days? Oh, go, yeah, go have fun, right? He doesn't care. He wants me to do the things that I like to do, and where he can't provide that for me, he doesn't want to stop me from doing it. So, you know, that's kind of a good guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll do a relationship show. I'll put, I wrote it down right here in my radio notebook to do a show on relationships and how to ask for the things we want from our men, right? And again, you're not always
got it. Yeah. I'm saying that even though we live at a distance, he's like specific in what he wants and sharing his life. Like he doesn't have anything to hide. I really appreciate him.
Yeah. Great. That's great. You're going to be finding out a lot more about him in the next 6 months. But, you know, I feel like that there's a lot of gems in this relationship, you know, and it's really about discovering those things. And, you know, and it's about, you know, celebrating love and also letting the gift in. Let him give to you. Okay?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Okay. All right. We're going to run because we're getting low on time here. I just want to say thank you so much for calling in. I hope that you have a lot of fun in this relationship the next 6 months. Remember, don't become his mother, okay? And set your boundaries of what you're willing and not willing to do in the relationship. If you hate doing dishes, say, oh, honey, I really hate doing dishes. Not that you never do them, but, you know, you got to figure out what you don't like to do, and don't just do it because you were taught to do it or that's what's expected. Baloney. I like that. I will never pick dirty clothes up off the floor, and my fiance knows that.
That's a Virgo thing. We know how Virgos are. You just have to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you know, Virgos are also neat and tidy, and seeing something like that on the floor will drive you crazy. But, nope, I walk right by it. It doesn't stay there long, I'll tell you.
Aw.
All right, honey, thank you so much for calling in. Enjoy your new relationship. And
How do we reach you outside of this, the reading?
So, CynthiaFontaine.com. Or you can go right on my website and you can book a reading from there. It'll take you right to my booking page, and there's all sorts of options, half an hour, hour, et cetera. There's a coaching package. So thank you for asking. That's the best way to do it. You can look at my calendar right there in front of you and pick a time and date that's good for you. And then, you know, if you have any problems doing that, you can email me at Cynthia_Fontaine@me.com. And you can find me on Facebook. So my public page on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. I think you can actually book an appointment through there, and you can also message me there as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Take care and enjoy that relationship.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, that was so much fun. I love taking callers. I love helping people. So just about out of time here. We're about 6 minutes left. And I do want to get and talk a little bit about, you know, balance and finding peace, because that's the subject today. And you guys over here on Facebook says, Lisa Baye, oh, my God, I'm leaving the dishwasher alone. I do the reloading thing, too. Oh, my God, I did it for years, right? Terrible, terrible. Okay, so my computer is freezing a little bit here. I think that's because it's overheating, and I think I need to get out of the sun because it is making my computer go wonky. So you guys are going to go for a walk with me. I'm going to go in the house because I can't make this umbrella go up myself. I'm too short. I can't reach it. So hold on a minute. I'm going to keep talking, but I have to get the cards that I dropped. you guys are going to take a walk with me into the house, get out of the sun, because my computer is doing a little freak out here. Freak out! Okay. So, and going back to the song that spontaneously came on after the amazing Errol Starr Francis' song, You Are the One, because you are the one. You can't stop the beat, right? It's all, you have everything that you need. And we often don't think that. We often think we need, all right, you guys are getting a little tour of the house, the kitchen. Okay, going into my office. Okay. Oops. All right. So you have everything you need. Okay. And when I say that you have everything that you need, sometimes, of course, we need to go to the grocery store and we need to get food. Sometimes we need to improve in a relationship. And so we go and get information on how to do that. But we have everything available to us. Okay, hold on. Let me get my computer up. But we have essentially everything we need. And when we have, we've got the internet, right? And so we can go out and we can find the things that we need right at our fingertips, right at our fingertips. And let's see, Cindy Folly, yes, come for 10 days. Oh, yes. Classes as well. Yes. So, right, we have classes that we can take. We have people that we can coach, have coaching sessions with. There's all sorts of resources available to us. And Lisa by Grace Gawai, can you pull a card for me today? I have a weak concern on my mind. Yes, so just focus on your weak concern, Lisa by Grace. And since you are in the chat and not on live, do you want to come on the screen? Let me know. I have to wrap up soon, though, because, hey, Sherry King Vasio, hi, nice to see you. Cindy Fala is also here, and Lisa Starr Francis, all my peeps are coming on, yay. Okay, Lisa, I'm just going to pull a card. I'm going to ask Spirit to show the right card for you concerning your wee concern on your mind. Okay, they said to stop shuffling, and okay, so all the cards are coming up in protection today. Blessed in protection. Sometimes we want things to go a certain way, and when they don't, we feel like it's a tragedy, so to say, right? So it's interesting because this card talks about humility. Oh, hold on. I'm running out of time on the Blog Talk Radio show. Hang tight, Lisa by Grace. I'm going to pick this back up. I just want to say, everybody over here at Blog Talk, thank you so very much for tuning in today. I've had a lot of fun with you over here. Check me out on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. Like my page, share it with your friends. I do give Cynthia a referral. So if any of your friends, you refer them to me and they book a session with me and complete the session, you get a $25 credit with me to be used on coaching or private sessions or classes, however you'd like. Find me at CynthiaFontaine.com is my website. And most of the action happens on Facebook. So check me out over there and share my page with your friends if you like it. And then I love you guys all over here on the Blog Talk Radio Studio. But check me out on Be Live TV. It's my new platform where I can actually pull you guys live up on video. All right, so check that out as well. So if you're not seeing me on Blog Talk, come on over to my Facebook page and you might catch me over there.
Okay, you guys, I love you so much. And I will see you when I see you.